from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Excuses, let's go.
I love that. I can't wait to see Bertucci on Friday. I love his energy. What's so funny, Shask? What's up?
I'm super excited. I think Niner fans are going to be hate watching all weekend. There's nothing like when your team is on a Monday night and you're a really good team and you're waiting for the whole season and you're sitting here like, ooh, Seahawks lost. Ooh, the Rams lost. Ooh, Arizona lost. One win and we're at the top of the division right at the beginning. I live for week one.
Will the hate watching for the Chiefs be at an all-time high starting tomorrow? Like, how much of a even Lamar Jackson fan are you tomorrow?
Yeah, but even if they like lose that game.
Well, it's always going to sting because you lost to them twice. It doesn't matter. But you want to root for them to lose, right?
I'm rooting for them to not make the playoffs. No, that's where I'm at.
Well, so you're a Raider guy this year. You want the Raiders to win the division. Gardner Minshew.
No, he wants Bo Dix to win.
Oh, God.
Jim Harbaugh.
Interesting article about Jim Harbaugh trying to change the culture with the Chargers. That was on ESPN.com the other day. In terms of hate watching the Chiefs, see, I'm not going to hate watch them. I'll sit back as a neutral fan. I'll be in awe of Patrick Mahomes. And I'll be taking notes. And in my Rolodex, okay, this is how they're using Xavier Worthy. Okay. Hollywood Brown's coming back soon. Okay. Travis Kelce, does he still have it? Okay.
You and Where's Hollywood Brown, you just can't give him up.
Kansas City obviously saw something in him.
8,000 teams later.
Hey, Hollywood Brown.
He'll make
Hollywood
two plays this year.
Hollywood Brown could play. You know, he could play when he's healthy. But then also, I'd be looking at Chris Jones. I'd be looking at how did they replace Legarius Sneed, who went on to Tennessee. So I'm scouting because I'm already envisioning not only the matchup at Levi Stadium, we're seeing Kansas City in New Orleans. That's where my mind is right now. And that's where the mentality needs to shift for 49er fans. We ain't thinking division titles. We ain't thinking conference championships. We're thinking Super Bowls. And it's time to win one of these bad boys. So I'm looking at Kansas City saying, okay, if we do meet Kansas City, this is what needs to happen. This is how you beat them. Been on the brink of beating these guys. Not like they're freaking juggernauts. You know, you had them winning. You blew two Super Bowls. You blew it.
Monte. No, they are. They've won two in a row. They
blew
won three.
It. The Niners blew it.
Total. He wins one more. That's four.
They blew it. The Niners blew it. But my mindset is, we're the best team in damn football. All right,
that I
we got
agree
the
with.
Best roster in football.
But it's 6 months between now and
yeah,
February,
I know that. But so. I'm watching. But you're asking me how I'm watching Kansas City, and I'm watching them saying, "I hope I see this team in New Orleans." So I'm going to watch them just like I used to watch the Dallas Cowboys back in the day, just like I used to watch the Rams back in the day. Where are they at?
I feel like this one's huge for Baltimore to get the psychological. Like Kansas City, they know they can lose this game and still be fine.
Yeah,
Baltimore needs this one just psychologically.
Yeah, probably.
Derrick Henry.
They'll be fine, though. Derrick Henry's a problem. But who's he going to throw the ball to? Zay Flowers?
Yeah.
Mark Andrews?
Uh-huh.
Bateman?
They don't throw the ball, Bonte. They run the ball.
They're going to need to throw. That's the problem. They need to throw the ball.
Well,
they were missing Mark Andrews for most of last year, right? And they finally got him back to the playoffs.
Till end of the season.
Yeah.
They always find something.
Zay Flowers is good. I mean, he had that really bad fumble, right? And like, that was a bad look. But he was a rookie. I thought he was good.
That's what I'm saying. Let's stop acting like Kansas City is going 17-0. Should have lost that game. Should have lost the damn Super Bowl.
Well, that's what's frustrating because they didn't go 17-0 last year and they were not great for most of the year and they still kind of handled everyone in the playoffs.
They've got a very much like, Warriors inevitability about them, or the Heatles, or the Chicago Bulls prior, or the Lakers before in between.
Listen.
They do. They have that feel.
New season, new year. The healthy scare tactics.
I'm going to tell you right now, I need another team to knock them off.
No, I don't care. I want, you know what? I'm like Jerry West.
Just win, baby.
If the Niners beat, say, the Houston Texans in the Super Bowl. Sure, I'll be happy.
Stop it.
I'll be happy.
Just stop it.
But it's going to feel different. It's like Jerry West when they beat the New York Knicks. When Jerry West beat the New York Knicks in the final, sure, he was happy. He got that one ring, but it wasn't the Celtics. I need Kansas City in the Superdome playing the 49ers in February. I need to play them in February, and I need to beat the Chiefs. I want the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I want them. I want them bad.
If it ends up being them, so be it. But I want anyone but them.
I want the Chiefs. I want Mahomes. I want to beat the best.
We got to get through our thing first.
Well, I know we do. That's obvious.
Long way to go.
And that's obvious. But since we're on the subject matter, I want Kansas City in the Superdome. I want to play them in New Orleans. And how we get there, it's going to be a tough road. It's going to be a roller coaster ride. It's going to be, hell, Niners may not even have home field advantage. You may have to go on the road in the playoffs. But you know what? They're built for the road. Built for tough. Some will say they're not. I say they are. So the hell with that. The hell with being scared of Kansas City. The hell with being scared of all these football teams. When the hell did we start being scary around these parts? Got Ayuk, got Deebo, got McCaffrey back. McCaffrey's on the practice field now. Oh, Aaron Banks, he's back on the practice field. Big Trent's got his Mastiff. He's out here in Santa Clara. It's go time, man.
Can I ask a question, though?
Please.
Didn't
ask
you have
a
take a little while ago that basically was something to the effect of, I want the Niners to lose in the NFC title game rather than face the Chiefs?
That was offseason content. We were struggling.
We do have Walk It Back Wednesday this morning if you want to walk back that take.
No, it wasn't even a real take. It was, we were in the doldrums of Giants baseball, so I needed something for shot.
Is that same as the DJ Uiagalelei one? Was it a real take?
We needed some clicks on Twitter.
Is that a practice take?
We needed some clicks on Twitter for crying out loud. Jesus Christ.
I will take for clicks.
You actually think that I would want to get to the NFC Championship game or lose the NFC Championship game? You guys are out of your minds.
Well, that's what you said. And you, Bonte Hill, will never lie to us.
No, well, that's a lie.
Well, now I don't know what to believe. Are you lying about what you're saying right now? This is so confusing.
I was lying about being in an NFC Championship. If I'm in an NFC Championship game, I want to go to the Super Bowl. You kidding me? Bonte Hill, will never lie to you ever again. We needed content. We were struggling. God forbid I hear Shasky talk about Jorge Soler not hitting the cutoff. Or actually, he didn't play the field for the
Never
Giants.
Never played the field
I
once.
I know, not for the Giants. God forbid I have to listen to Shasky talk about another Michael Conforto at bat. We know what the result is. A strikeout or a ground out. Or a pop-up. Oh, who's this? Oh, Bryce Eldridge.
They're interviewing Bryce Eldridge right now. Dude, that's the future. Back to Niners.
Shut up.
Terry Stotts joining us at the top of the hour. Terry Stotts, assistant coach of the Warriors. He's joining the Warriors. His second stint as an assistant coach of the Golden State Warriors. It's going to help refresh the offense of the Golden State Warriors.
Here's my thought. Like, we've been in such a, just knocking on the door and can't get through. I don't care who they get it against. It could go, like, they could beat the Texans and it would feel sweet to me when it comes to the Niners winning a Super Bowl. But if I had it my way, I'd be like, yeah, let's wait on the Chiefs for the repeat. Like, let's win one first, and then I'll worry about conquering Mahomes.
Oh, man.
If you asked me, you know, like, put the Colts on the table. Play the Colts.
Shanahan's never beat the Chiefs. Is that game at Levi's big for the Niners?
No, because it's like the Rams when they beat the Rams 8,000 times in the regular season. You got to do it in the playoffs.
What if the Chiefs go to Levi's and just skunk the Niners?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wow, come on.
Look, Mahomes is one of the greatest players ever.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
I mean, look, he's the one guy that strikes fear into you, right? Like, where you almost feel like he's just, there's nothing, like, no matter what the score is, you could be up 3 touchdowns, 3 minutes to go. You're like, I mean, he's still got another chance here. I mean, right? Like, he's that guy. I mean, they bottled him up in the Super Bowl as best you could. You got the turnover. You got the inefficiency. You stuffed the run game. Yeah. And they still won.
Yeah, because Steve Wilkes did his job that day. Offensively. But Baldy broke it down. And that's where it kind of comes back to Brandon Ayuk. The Kansas City Chiefs treated Brandon Ayuk like he was the number one wide receiver. They doubled him. They shadowed him. They bracketed him. Did it all. Baldy's breakdowns. Check it out at Baldy NFL. When Ayuk signed, and that was new footage too. I was like, wow. So I wasn't just, you know, people don't like to listen to us. We never played the game, so we're not quote-unquote experts. Baldy broke it down like, look, this is how Kansas City game playing the Niners. It took Brandon Ayuk out the football game. So how did we get Deebo Samuel back in the football game? How did we get Kittle into the football game against Kansas City? That's the problem. got Kittle in here blocking against Kansas City. We talk about Kansas City like the season. We got the Jets. I get it. But we're on the subject matter. We got Kansas City. We'll get them this year, Shasky. Trust me. We're
going to get them. I'm going to ask you this one. Purdy had a magical season last year. CMC had a magical season. Kittle has had a magical season where he went for, like, you know, an all-time tight end record for yards. Debo's had a magical season. We've seen Bosa have a magical season. I give you the wand, and you can give any one of these guys the magical season. Who's the one you're giving it to?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two. It's got to be Bosa. I need a magical season from Bosa. It's on him. He's got to carry this defensive line. Number 97 has to live in the backfield. I can't go another offseason with the Raider fans telling me that Max Crosby's better. I can't go another offseason with people in Cleveland hitting me up in DMs talking about, oh, Myles Garrett. He ain't no Myles Garrett. I need Nick Bosa to have a magical DPOY type of season. This is his time.
What about Purdy?
Purdy's going to be fine. I got the utmost confidence in Brock Purdy, Shasky. Honest to God. I got no worries about Brock Purdy. I can't believe it.
No regression worries at all?
No, not.
He's no protection worries at all?
No, Brock Purdy's going to be fine. I got no worries. I can't believe what I'm saying right now, but I do believe it. I wake up every morning thinking about the quarterback saying, I got no issues with the quarterback. Like, we got our guy.
Yeah, see, I think I might give him the magical season, because if you have a magical quarterback season, it almost guarantees your team's going to the playoffs. And you're going deep. It almost always coincides with that.
So you're giving him the magical season?
I think I would. I think they can overcome a down year from CMC or any of the other playmakers. If Purdy has a magical season, that means probably multiple guys are humming on offense.
Yeah, I need Bosa, because I need that defense to step up. I do believe Brock Purdy's just going to pick up where he left off last season. Night Raider preseason game, just watching just the calmness, him navigating the pocket. I'm like, Brock Purdy's fine.
Yeah, but they need to protect him. Like, Jalen Moore.
Every quarterback needs to be protected. You know
what
I'm saying?
His jersey was so green.
It's fine. Got a little dirty. Got a little hit. He's ready to roll. Let's go to Mandy and Dumbarton before we get to the injury report and Terry Stotts, because tickets, folks. Get your Warriors tickets. Mandy on the Dumbarton Bridge. What's up, Mandy?
Always good to hear you guys in the morning on the way to work, man. Always get to be in a good mood.
Thank you, brother.
I just got a couple of things I want to drop on you, okay?
Okay.
Number one, Shasky, when you said that Ayuk and Debo and Kittle could be better than Jerry and John and Brent, I was recovering from a concussion, and I thought that was the after effect of it. So I just wanted to clarify that that's not the case. Now, number two, Bonte. At first, I was ready to say, Bonte's tripping, man. We're never going to get past the Chiefs. They got our number. But then I thought about it, and this is where I'm going to leave off. How many times did it take us to beat the Cowboys to get to the promised land? Twice. How many times have the Chiefs beaten us? Twice. It's our time, baby. Let's go.
Manny, have a good day, fellas. I like that confidence.
I like it.
And here's what's The Niners had these guys down 10 in the fourth quarter, Super Bowl 54, with Jimmy Garoppolo playing quarterback. Shanahan got tight. That's where it comes down to Shanahan in late game. When it comes to late game magic, Shanahan needs that magic wand. He needs to get it from somewhere, somehow, some way. Yeah, Kansas City held them 19 points in regulation last year. Should have won that game. You blew both games. You had control of the game. Now it's just about getting over the top. Now, it's a long process to get back there. It's a long road ahead, folks, and it starts with the New York Jets. So we'll get into the New York Jets. We got Flynn coming up at 8:50. We got Herm Edwards coming up at 9:20. We made it through the first 2 hours. We got 2 hours to go. Terry Stotts coming up on the other side.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.